Live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as it is this Monday, July 15th. Joined in studio by City Mayor, actually, Thomas Burke of the City of Caney down there. As Thomas, good morning. Always great to have you here in studio.
Good morning, Sam.
As, again, missing Fred Gress here, as I had mentioned earlier. It may be one or the other or both of them, as we usually have, but it is just the mayor this morning. So, Mr. Mayor, glad to have you here in studio. Let's talk about these last couple of weekends. I haven't seen you, but did you have a good 4th of July?
4th of July was awesome. Still got all my digits, so good.
We got fingers, we got appendages, other like that, so obviously we took it safe. But in terms of, does Caney have a little area that they shoot off some community fireworks, or did you guys find a good spot to them?
The Assembly of God Church has a little get-together, and they have stuff for the kids, and they shoot off fireworks there right in Caney.
Nice, and I'm sure you guys, you know, with as many stands as around, or just go over to Missouri or Oklahoma and pick yourself up some fireworks and have yourself your own show. So I'm glad you have had a good 4th of July. Now we focus our way, I can't believe it, but we are past the midway point of 2019.
It's crazy.
So flying by, some good news coming out of Caney as well as other news. So we'll just kind of start with that. I know it's still under the approval rating right now, but it looks like the commission meeting tonight, is that where the fire chief resignation, is that where it's going to finally be approved this evening?
Yes, the fire chief's resignation will have to be approved by the council.
Gotcha. Okay. And again, we're speaking on behalf of this commission meeting tonight. Real quick, we'll just go ahead. What time? Where's it at? And again, a good opportunity for you to get your questions answered, or at least go in if you're pondering around about something or you have concerns, things like that. But again, Thomas, where's it at tonight?
Commission meeting is at 6 p.m. tonight at the council meeting chambers. Enter through the doors on the east side of the City Hall complex.
Absolutely. And again, with this in particular one, if we wanted to get deeper into the story, you'd probably have to ask the ones involved, so we won't pry too deep there. But again, needs to be up for approval tonight. So we'll move on from there as some other things here. As down in Caney, I know you guys, economic developments, really, you guys have been hard at it, almost with your foot pressed against the floor, and we'll kind of go about it, but it looks like we need some inspections for the Good News building, for your grocery store.
Yeah. We have to get a Tier 1 environmental evaluation, and that's due to the floor tile. We want to make sure that it doesn't contain asbestos, and if it does, we have to, of course, dispose of that in the proper manner.
Absolutely. So with that, do you guys have a specific company, or you know, is it a state thing or EPA, or who comes in it to do that?
Is
it the EPA or a state thing? Yeah,
yes.
Whichever it is. So it's a statewide ordinance, sounds like, instead of just a private company. So with that, the inspection, is that going to cost you guys anything? Or, again, you know, with the statewide thing, it's probably just one of their almost requirements, I would be sure of.
Yeah, they're going to come in and evaluate it. They'll take pieces of the tile, send it into the lab, and then it'll take about 2 weeks to get it back to find out if it has asbestos or not.
Great. Well, with that process, obviously, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, but, you know, we're in the preliminary process of getting this grocery store here in town, and there's a lot of tests, there's a lot of things that they need to do, I'm sure surveying as well, or maybe that we're past that. But, it, you know, it takes some time. Like you had mentioned right there, it's just like when you go to the doctor's office and you want to find out if you got the flu, you got to wait a few days. This, again, we got to wait a few weeks to get the answer back. But with that, let's kind of, you know, I know Fred might have a little bit more information on it, but in terms of progression here on this grocery store, are we still moving at the same pace that we were when we started really getting that news back that we were going to be able to move into the Good News building?
Yeah, it's kind of trickle effect, I think, you know, so there's a lot that has to be done inside of the building itself. A lot of walls that need to be tore out. There's one support, I think, that needs to be put back. There's the back of the building's going to need to be modified a little bit, and then we're going to have to figure out where everything's going to go, and it's going to take a while to get the process finalized and moving through, but it's moving along.
Good. So continuing within those preliminary stages, have you guys found any contractors or you know, specific companies that are going to be responsible for tearing out the inside and you know, refurbishing it?
Well, actually, this weekend I was driving around and one of the council members was up there working on the inside, tearing stuff out. So the tearing stuff out is going to be our responsibility.
Yeah, getting it out might be a little easier, but the building we might need somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, to put it all back and to get things going. So.
Yeah, and again, with kind of changing the style of the building, you got to have trucks coming in and out. You got to have produce, a refrigerated area, I'm sure, as well. There's a couple of different things that, required in order to run a grocery store. So you got to get that building ready for it. So again, the Good News Building going under those inspections, hopefully. Being approval as well as more the EPA, so it's just a requirement for them to come down, take those tests, and then we'll figure it out from there. But with that, again, just moving in the right direction.
Yes,
really,
sir.
Really are with that grocery store.
We're excited about it.
Absolutely, and should be. So I know this has kind of been even national news with the difference in policy as well as maybe executive order. But here in the state of Kansas, 20 census and kind of what it's going to look like for the city of Caney.
Well, of course, as you know, it only comes around every 10 years, yep. And things change in those 10 years, of course. So they want the majority or try to do everything online. It's just easier, I think, to accumulate the data and everything. They will still take paper census information. But what we're going to try to do in Caney, and I'm sure surrounding communities are going to do the same thing, is we're going to try to set up where citizens can go to the library, they can go to the city hall, and there'll be computers and stuff set up.
Nice.
And there'll also be people available to actually help them put that information into to get the correct data for each community.
Yeah, well, and again, as many people that may be not necessarily concerned or annoyed or whichever with the transition over to it, again, we talk about this process of a couple of days or a couple of weeks or whichever, and you look at it even with voting. I mean, that's a lot of counting. That's a lot of human interaction that goes into it. That takes time compared to a computer almost does it instantly.
Yeah.
So a more streamlined type of thing, you'd like to see it at the DMV too, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you get in and out, right? Yeah. So it looks like the census kind of going over to a more streamlined, technological advanced form.
Yeah.
Again, paper will be available, but I'll tell you what, with the computers, it can organize it. It can kind of track. It can do those certain things
that
it would take a
minute.
Well,
you don't have any hanging chads whenever you do it on the computer,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. So it looks like we're turning over more for the census to be filled out online. Paper still available, but again, the city of Caney making sure that if you don't have a computer, it is available around town. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get there, but certainly it's been on the national side of things, but for us here in the Midwest, it's really nothing to worry about. It's just good to have that information there. So let's get down to your guys' handbook as well.
Yeah, we've been talking about the personal handbook for quite a while. Yep. We've made several iterations of changes to the handbook itself. We've got all those changes made. We're going to take that before the council, let them review that again and have a little bit of open discussion about it.
Great. And the handbook, for someone that's just kind of out from left field here, meat and potatoes of that handbook, what does it contain?
Well, it's just going to all the operating procedures and all the expectations pretty much for the employees of the city of Caney. If somebody has a question about their vacation or their sick time or something, we have a standard to go back to that we can look at so it's not interpreted.
And it's a good thing to have as well. It's not necessarily you could use it as well for accountability, but like you said, to look back, kind of charts, kind of organization, I think is a great way to put it.
Yeah,
organization as well as accountability for that handbook. So I know you were talking a little bit about the grocery store and then some more economical development down there in Caney, the pool. Let's talk a little bit. Anything moving on that?
Yeah, we're going to ask permission to begin the process of issuing geo bonds to fund the pool at this council meeting. And, we have a pool committee, and they have recommended to go ahead and start the process. So they want to try to get that pool built as soon as possible and trying to do it over the winter time and then having it ready late in the spring of next year, have it open.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on. There was a drilling rig there the other day. They were drilling down and taking some tests and they were actually surveying the property. And then they want to find out what's below the ground to make sure that it's stable enough that when they tear everything out and put everything back, that it's not going to settle and all that.
Yeah, so. Not going to shift around. And again, it's going to be a beautiful place, concrete. Again, you guys, with the design of it, are you sticking with that preliminary design that you had? I think it was a couple of months ago, but is that kind of very similar to what you're going to put in place?
That will be the design of the pool, and that kind of was generated by the pool committee. And accepted by the city council.
I liked it a lot. Again, it was a great opportunity. A lot of different things really improved. Obviously, the general kind of surrounding fence and safety, as well as the ADA compliance. And then I believe kind of like that beach entry or whatever that you call that.
Yeah, zero entry.
Zero entry is what we're going. So it's basically you can kind of walk into deeper and deeper water. So a lot safer, as well as a lot of parents out there really going to enjoy. And then, of course, a perfect setting for your guys' Red Cross swim lessons. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense.
Well, and a lot of the older people in the community actually go down there in the morning and walk. It's great exercise, you know, good resistance. So
absolutely. Well, without putting damaging pressure on joints, you know, lower body, anything like that. Or for me, the lower back. I mean, my lower back killing me still is. So again, for the pool, that's really encouraging. Actually, is that it really hitting the ground running? And it looks like next spring and into next summertime, hey, the city of Caney going to have a beautiful, beautiful pool.
Yes, sir.
So speaking of the Betterment Group, as well as that pool committee, kind of those areas, I know you work very closely, or if you're into that Betterment Group, but what's the latest news coming out of them?
Okay, on the Betterment Group, on August 10th, we're going to have a 30th year anniversary recognition for the Safari Zoological Park. Now, this is exciting because, you know, they bring a lot of people into our communities, Coffeyville, Independence, Caney, you know, people that come to this area visit the park. And so we want to reach out to them, bring the citizens of all these communities in, and get everybody talking about it to generate some more revenue, more recognition for the park.
Absolutely.
Because it's a great asset and a blessing to the cities around
it. Really is
area.
Well, and I can't remember exactly what the program that the Betterment Group was in, where they went to another town and then the other town came over to Caney.
That's right.
It seems like the Betterment Group is very centered around a helping hand. You know, not only do they want to help Caney, but they want to reach out and help other communities. Obviously, the other communities are going to reciprocate that, and it just seems like a really good team effort coming out of the Betterment Group.
Well, they're identifying a lot of issues around town, a lot of things that need to be addressed. You know, the chainsaw art in the park hasn't got treated in a long time, and that's another thing that they're focused on doing. Beautify the parks, bring more people in. I mean, it's just only going to benefit Caney and all the citizens.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
The other thing for the Betterment Group is today, July 15th, we're starting a Caney-wide survey. And it's going to be online. You can reach that through the Caney Betterment Group Facebook page. I believe it's on the website, too. And there's some handouts, I believe, at City Hall that you can get the web address for. It should be pretty easy to find. If anybody has a problem with it, they can reach out, I'm sure, to the library, to City Hall, and they can point them in the right direction. But this is just to get citizens' information, you know. I mean, just to go down through it to see, you know, what their likes are, what their dislikes, and kind of go from there.
Great. Maybe what they want to see come to Caney or the different improvements around town.
Well, and it's mainly to see what Caney offers and then how much they go out of town for certain items, for certain things.
Kind of see what the biggest need is. You know, there's that supply and demand. And if the majority of folks are going out of town for one in particular thing, maybe that's what we're going to bring down to Caney. So, again, smart, you know, tactic with that. Good thinking. And not only that, but it's very, again, just the accountability thing with these groups, as well as sounds like the commission is working very closely with the Betterment Group as well. But bringing what the people want, what the citizens want. They work so closely with the government as well as the citizens, bringing what they want to the town and doing their best, again, with that relationship with the government there down there. Again, speaking with the mayor of Caney, Thomas Burke, here this morning. Thomas, any final notes for us, or is that about it?
We covered everything. Thank you,
Sam. Good stuff. Absolutely. One more time, where is that meeting and what time tonight?
The meeting is at the City Hall. Enter through the east doors, and it is at 6 p.m. tonight.
Good stuff. Again, that is Caney Mayor Thomas Burke here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Thomas, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sam.